Hi.
You don't
have to go to college for it. Hi. This is Jive on Air. I'm here with my wonderful classmates. We are going to be talking about Hairy Man, Bigfoot, Sasquatch. What do you have to say, Bianca? Introduce yourself.
Bianca.
Honey Lou.
This is really getting in on it.
Miss Ruggiero.
And Mark Fountain, right? And the son of Mark Fountain. And I am King Mac. Mm-hmm. So, Bianca, what do you think about Bigfoot?
I've seen him before.
Down the cannery?
Yeah.
How tall?
He was huge.
Hairy?
Yep.
Tell me more.
I ran away.
Why?
He was scary and huge. And hairy.
That's it?
Yep.
Was he eating fish, or what was he doing down the cannery?
I don't know, I just saw him walking, so I ran away.
You sure it wasn't a hairy cannery man?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Mm. Where'd you run to?
My house.
Why?
Because I felt safe.
But okay, that's enough. What do you think about Bigfoot and deer?
I believe that there is a Bigfoot. Like, just want to believe that there is Bigfoot, but I don't know if there is, and I don't think there is, but I want to believe, and I think it'd be cool if someday if someone actually did kill Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually prove that there is a Bigfoot.
Yes. You're right, that's what I think too. And if you came encounter with Bigfoot, would you be scared?
Yes, but I would think it'd be really, really cool because I saw Bigfoot.
Okay, good, thanks. What do you think, little woman?
I agree with Honey Lou. I think that there could be a Bigfoot. But if they do find him, I think they shouldn't kill him so that we could see him and, like, I don't know, run tests to see if he's, like, part human or, like, what's his...
You can catch him.
Yeah, like, I think see if he's, like, monkey or...
I think we should kill him.
What kind of blood he has. And to see if he can talk and respond and... stuff like that, to see if he's intelligent or if he's kind of just like, what do you call it? I don't know.
Retarded?
Yeah, I guess. I think that he could be out there, but then we have no way to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Raven?
I think he's real, right? Oops. I don't know, actually. If he's real, why haven't we seen him and, like, caught him in
there's a movie.
What is that, Sasquatch on Mountain Hill or something?
Harry and the Hendersons. Sasquatch, right?
Yeah.
There's Sasquatch on Hill or something, too.
What's that movie where they accidentally kill Sasquatch at the end?
I don't know. What the heck's that movie? Wild or something?
It's like they were videotaping in the
middle. Miss Ruggiero, what do you think about Bigfoot?
I think it's all a lie. I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist. And I'm pretty sure that you're all nuts and there is no Bigfoot. Your dreams, your hopes about Bigfoot are never going to come true. And Bigfoot's not real. Honey Lou, your dreams are never going to happen on that one, sorry.
Okay, little...
I have a dream for her.
Little girl, I mean...
Let me see, come here.
Mark.
She's gonna have nightmares because it is going to come true. And she's probably going to die because she didn't believe in Bigfoot.
And it's gonna come eat her?
Yeah.
Hairy man's gonna eat you.
I challenge Bigfoot to find me and devour me.
Maybe.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You done did it now, ghost.
What if she's dead? What if she's dead tomorrow?
Yeah, you're screwed, Mr. Drew. You better shh and hide. What about you, Mark?
Yeah.
What do you gotta think about Bigfoot?
You have to yell. His brother looks like Bigfoot.
His brother's Littlefoot.
Mark.
His baby foot.
Come participate, Mark. Nope. Okay. Take a break, and I'm going to play a music song for you. Bigfoot music. Haunted music. Yes.
Thank you.
eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoebox.
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Okay, King Mac back with you here on the air, and it's a fact that more than 400 years people have reported seeing large hair-covered man-like animals in the wilderness areas of North America. It is a fact that sighting of these animals continue today, real or not. These reports are often made by people of unimpeachable character. What do you think about that, B?
That's amazing.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What about you, Honey Lou?
Are you talking about people seeing them?
Yep.
That's cool. I'm not going to believe it, but I would like to see it my own eyes to actually believe that.
Do you think you'll ever see Bigfoot here in King Cove?
No.
What about Noose too?
Noose too? I don't know. Maybe. That'd be cool. They have a lot of good stories about seeing Sasquatch.
Do you think their stories are true?
I don't know. It's new stew. It's those boys. You don't know.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Sandra? What do you think about the facts I just read?
I think the next time somebody sees Bigfoot, they should take a picture, and then people might believe them and not think they're on drugs.
Well, whenever they do take a picture, everybody thinks it's not real, so even if it was, you know.
Yeah. They should get the person who's, like, you know, they should, like, somebody else should be in the picture, like, pointing at it, and maybe make it not look so photoshopped, and then, but...
Or they could just, if they see it, they could just kill it, right?
Yeah. I think that there's a whole species of Bigfoot and Sasquatches. I don't think there's just one. I think there's, like, families of Sasquatches. And that they just roam around and look for food like scavengers.
But
and that's how they live.
But on here it says no Bigfoot remains have ever been found anywhere, and there's been lots of animal remains found.
Well, I think that sometimes they think that they're like dinosaurs because they're so old, or that they're fossils, but I think that Bigfoot never dies, since nobody can catch him, and since nobody really sees him, I think he just hides, and he lives forever. What's
wait,
that
let me
word
see.
When you live forever?
Immortal.
I believe Bigfoot's immortal.
Okay.
I forgot I was going to say that. Oh, yeah. Do you think Bigfoot's invisible?
What if he was invisible? What if he had the invisible powers?
That's too magical. That can't happen. It has to actually be like a real humanly thing.
Wait. You believe in ghosts and Bigfoot, but he can't be invisible Bigfoot?
No.
What do you think about the fact I read Raven? Oh my god. Okay.
That people see them.
People probably do, but don't they already have videos? You could watch it on TV. Mm.
Those are probably all lies.
Well,
they have videos where they're standing like below the mountain and they're like, I saw a Bigfoot here yesterday and like there he is and you see something like running across the mountain.
That's totally fake.
Do you think that somebody just maybe like, I mean, we could have Bigfoot here tomorrow. I could get somebody outside in that Sinat cow costume and he could be Bigfoot and we could take pictures.
We could even make a snow Bigfoot with it.
Exactly.
Bigfoot's baby.
Okay, Mr. Drew, what do you have to say about that? People citing them.
I'm pretty sure those people are on drugs.
They're on drugs?
I've seen it. Or those people have a very vivid imagination.
Huh.
I don't think anybody has ever seen Bigfoot.
Lots of sightings of him.
You're saying that there's been over more than 400 years of sightings and not one single person would get out a Polaroid and snap a picture?
Right,
but they've had them for at least 40 years.
Yeah, they do snap pictures, but no one believes them, so what's the use of taking a picture when no one's going to believe them?
It's true, but there are species that people are continuously discovering, but at least they still have pictures. You know, like the giant squid.
Oh.
That's real.
Exactly, because a fisherman, like 30 years ago or something like that, brought it up. That's
yeah,
how we know it's real.
Because
it's real.
But it took a long time to
show
actually
me a
it
swimming,
was,
show me a swimming Bigfoot.
You know, they even have shows about trying to catch Bigfoot, like catching monsters and like Sasquatch and Bigfoot Quest or Monster Quest and stuff, but they never find him.
Never find anything on him? I think if you could picture Bigfoot different way, what do you think he's like? Not a big hairy man. Do you think he runs around in shorts and six-pack abs?
Wait, what?
What do you think? What? How do you think Bigfoot looks?
I think he's just big and hairy, like everybody says.
You don't think he runs around in shorts and six-pack abs?
No. I have a question. Is Sasquatch and Bigfoot the same thing?
Yes, big hairy monster.
Because a lot of people, I don't know, some people make it seem like
Sasquatch is native for a wild man or something. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Hairy man.
Like baby Amazon?
Yeah, it's
or
like
big Amazon.
Amazon. Or maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a break here and put on another song. The next song I'm going to play for you guys is Beat It by Michael Jackson. Yes.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, so in New Stew, people say they have seen this big hairy monster man, and they have many, many stories about him. And up there, when we were on the ball trip, New Stew said that before this hairy man person comes to see, or you get a sighting of this hairy man, it gets really stink, like really nasty. So I think these things stink. Do you think these New Stew people are telling the truth, B?
I don't know, because natives have a lot of little stories like that. I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I've never even heard the story.
I don't know. I don't think they're on any drugs.
I don't think they're on any drugs.
So maybe it could be true, or they just want it to be true.
Maybe. I don't know. What about you?
I think that they could either be really good storytellers, or they could just be telling the truth. Or it could be like a story that's been passed on from generation to generation to scare people from not going to New Stew.
Mm-hmm. Raven?
I think it could be true.
That's it? Because they're bored. Because they're bored. I think I'm going to make the snow monster up here later on.
Isn't the snow monster just like Bigfoot?
Except for he's white and white hairy, so he blends in with the snow.
Okay, I'm just joking. I didn't know there was a snow monster.
According to the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, there's only been 21 sightings of Bigfoot in Alaska in the past 50 years, and none of them have been in New Stew.
Where have they been?
In the New Stew area.
Report it.
We've got Anchorage, Barrow, Bethel, Bristol Bay, Cordova, Fairbanks, Kenai, Coquitlam, Matanuska, Susitna, Susitna, Prince of Wales, Southeast Fairbanks, and the Valdez, Chitina, Whittier area. And none of them.
Bristol Bay is near New Stew. Yeah.
Okay, there was one sighting in July of 2004.
That was the last sighting?
Yep.
Where at?
Let me look it up. But the fact is, the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization keeps track of all of this. You can even get a hoodie. It says that in July 2004, it was a Class B report, and fishermen found reports. They found footprints east of Egigik, E-G-E-G-I-K. How do you say that? Egigik?
Yeah, Egigik.
Yeah, so that is the only place that Bigfoot has been spotted there.
In 2004.
How do they know it isn't just somebody with a really big foot?
Because it looks like fishermen found footprints. That's all it says.
I know, but...
Oh, look at this. There's actually a whole report on this. Approximately 95 miles east of Egigik, Alaska, up on the Egigik River, 35 miles and 65 miles across the Bekaroff Lake, to the far southeast corner of the lake at the mouth of the Bear Creek Split. That is where they found it. He's a commercial fisherman.
Is there a picture?
Has been doing so since 1970. Says, well, on our 5-day trip, we spotted more than 40 bears. Took hundreds of pictures of these bears in their tracks. But then they found a track that was not like a bear track. They felt extremely uneasy of their surroundings and had the feeling they were being watched. The rest of the day, they didn't talk about it, but at night, they felt uncomfortable at camp. They never hurt or smelt anything out of the ordinary. To this day, I'm not sure what we saw, and I'm making any claims other than the words I put forth. Okay? So, this guy is saying... found it. Footprints. He was found by 40 bears, but he thinks maybe they're not bear footprints.
Well, we can talk to bear
footprints or
not.
Maybe a bear in an extra toe or something. I don't know.
Or people footprints?
Maybe because none of the New Stew people have radios, or they're all old-fashioned. They won't even tell anyone about what happened with Bigfoot.
That's all they use up there is radios.
There are, I don't know, just because, you know, we're in Aleutians East, there have been no sightings here, ever.
It's because nobody here has ever seen Bigfoot.
No.
I'm going to go look for him tonight.
And put a sighting into the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
Get a free hoodie.
I don't think you get a hoodie. I've been looking. I really want one.
Get one. Does that have a picture of Sasquatch on it?
No, but it looks like a Bigfoot. It's awesome. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna take a break and go to music again. Art, what about you over there? What do you think about that?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about Bigfoot with us, Mark?
I guess
that's
it. You
have to participate so she don't fail.
Okay. The next song I'm gonna play is "Damaged" by Danity Kane. Yeah.
Do you got a first aid kit handy? Do you know how to patch up a wound? Tell me, are you patient, understanding? 'Cause I might need some time to clear the hole in my heart.
Okay, King Mac here back on the radio show, and closing up the radio show here, one more question for the rest of my classmates. What would you do if you came encountered with this big hairy monster thing?
Pick me. I would run him over with my truck, and then I put him in the back of my truck, and I tell everyone that I killed Bigfoot.
What if you ran him over, but it just broke your truck, and then you're sitting there with a broken truck while he's outside surrounding you?
Well, apparently I'd probably die. But I'd really try to kill him because I would be like one of those history people that would just be awesome and be like, this person actually found Bigfoot and killed him, and then I'd be a millionaire, and then that's what would happen.
Okay, what about you, B? Would you feed him canary fish?
No, I'd cut his head off.
Well, what would you do with that?
I don't know, I'd give it to somebody.
How are you supposed to cut his head off in the first place if it's still alive?
You take a knife and cut it off.
I would also get his, get his skin, his fur, and then I'd make a coat out of it.
Okay.
Or I'd maybe stock
him. Huge suit out of
okay.
It.
What about you?
If I ever saw Bigfoot, I would try and knock him out and take a picture and stuff him in my car and bring him with me to show everybody. I don't know, I'd stuff him, I'd make him fit, but I'd leave the windows a little bit cracked because I heard he smells pretty funky.
Would you kill him? What if he came alive in your car?
Then I'd just not re-knock him out, and then everybody, we could do tests on him, and this might sound really cruel, but we could stick him in a zoo, and then everybody could look at him and we could do tests.
You stick?
But I wouldn't send him back out in the wild because what if we never catch him again?
You're right. But if we stick him in the zoo, he'll probably kill everyone.
No, I think it would be cool. if you don't kill him, you should, do tests on him and then just let him go back. And then we could just say we found him and we saw him and that's all we need to know.
We'd have to make sure it's, on the news and, on the internet and stuff so people actually believe us when we find him.
Or maybe we could just give him a house and stuff.
Maybe he talks.
A shaver.
Maybe he talks. Dress him up. Put him in real clothes.
Yeah, all right, well, what about you two?
I would not kill him or try to knock him out. I'd just take a picture.
Thanks.
I would have dinner with him.
And ask him to marry you?
No. And then we would walk in the woods and he would show me his cool new world. The end.
Okay, the end. That's what everyone thinks about Bigfoot. I'm going to play one more song for you guys leaving
He's
off.
He's going to have you for dinner.
So, good night. Thanks for listening to this radio show. And I'm going to play Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
Oh, are you depressed?
Closed off from love. I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm gonna.